The Northwest Forest Plan just got a periodic checkup on its progress, and to some eyes, it might not look like very much progress at all. The forest plan was adopted a few years after the spotted owl listing as threatened and multiple lawsuits that stopped logging in federal forests in the Northwest and California. Jess Burns is a reporter with our EarthFix unit. She attended the conference at which the progress report was released last week in Vancouver, Washington. She's here with some details. Jess, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
So the area covered by the plan is not just, I mean, it's called the Northwest Forest Plan, but it does extend into California too, correct?
Oh, definitely. The Northwest Forest Plan is BLM and Forest Service lands from Washington down into Northern California. It's about 2.4 million acres. And a lot of what they were talking about at this conference talks about the Northwest Forest Plan area, which also brings into private lands. And that's going to be kind of important for some of the findings that they had.
Is it generally just the range of the northern spotted owl? Is that what the designated area for the plan was?
Yes. That's my understanding, that it was that range, because of that's where a lot of the lawsuits were happening. These, you know, during the timber wars, kind of leading up into the early 1990s, things were really, really tense. And as the environmental movement kind of gathered more steam, a lot of these timber sales were being challenged, and they were being challenged based on this endangered species listing for the spotted owl. And, you know, the timber harvest came to a stop, basically, and the Northwest Forest Plan was kind of the way to relieve that logjam, so to speak.
So, logjam. It's like we talk about marijuana, I talk about going off in the weeds.
Yeah.
These terms happen. Can we say there are basically two main objectives to the plan, a reliable timber supply and preservation of spotted owls?
I mean, you can, but it's really simplistic. You know, there's a lot of other stuff happening in there as well, and a lot of kind of interesting things. One of the more interesting pieces of it is that there are 70 federally recognized American Indian tribes that have lands as part of this area. And so a big part of the plan is how does the Forest Service and the BLM consult with these tribes? It's called intergovernmental consultation. It's kind of a big thing in tribal government and how the United States works with those tribes. And so part of this monitoring report that came out was talking about what those tribes were thinking about how the process has gone with them. Other things, owl, it's not just the owl, it's the murrelet. A lot of this has to do with endangered species protections for the murrelet. And so there was a big release of information about how the murrelet's doing as well.
And so what's the general, I mean, we've heard the reports about the spotted owl populations continuing to decline. How's the marbled murrelet doing?
They're actually, it's kind of mixed news, right? So in Oregon and California, the population numbers are pretty much even right now. In Washington, though, between 2001 and 2013, there's a 4.6% decline. Now, if you look overall, so every 5 years these monitoring reports come out, they're basically the science comes out. 5 years ago, there was an overall downward trend, like an obvious downward trend for the murrelet. Right now, they can't say that there's a downward trend, which is, I guess, more promising news. But whether or not it tells the whole story is another question.
Jess, was there a projection at the start of the forest plan of how long it might take to achieve some of the objectives, like when there'd be more measurable old growth, when there'd be more owls, that sort of thing?
I don't know exactly if there was a projection. But when you look at how these forest systems work, it's along, we're looking at large stretches of time, right? So right now they're looking at the old growth, and the monitoring report said that total old growth in the Northwest Forest Plan area has declined by 3%. Well, that's kind of expected, because what's happening now is that we're losing old growth to mainly wildfire right now. But also, you know, logging plays into it, and disease like insects and that sort of thing plays into it. But what's happening, what's supposed to be happening, is that all of these forests that were logged over the past 70 years and that are in these forest reserves are supposed to be maturing, and we're creating new old growth. And so basically right now we're a little bit out of balance early on, so that we are losing more old growth than we are actually making or that is actually coming online. Soon that's going to switch because we have this 70-year chunk of forests that had been logged that are now coming in, and there's going to be in the next few decades kind of a spike of new old growth.
Old growth that wasn't old growth.
That was young growth, but now it's old growth.
So is there any sense here clearly about whether it's a stay the course situation because the goals will be realized just with more time, or is there some agitation for we need to change some of the things within the forest plan itself to make sure that the goals are realized sooner?
Well, I know the timber industry definitely wants sooner. They want their piece of it realized sooner. And to be fair, the promises put out in the timber for the timber industry really never have come to bear. There were a couple years early on where the offer of timber sales were at the level expected, but we're still about 150 million board feet below where we are supposed to be by word of the forest plan. And so there's definitely going to be agitation from timber interests to, you know, bump up that timber sale. And, of course, environmental issue and conservation-minded people are going to be pushing to maintain a lot of the protections that are put in place.
How big a wild card has the barred owl turned out to be in the survival of the spotted owl?
Pretty huge. And you know, when you're looking at, but when the forest plan was written, you were looking at habitat. That was when you're thinking about the decline of the spotted owl, it was all habitat based before. And so a lot of this, you know, a lot of the planning was based on preserving this old growth habitat. But now with the barred owl, it really complicates things. The owls are, you know, they're steadily declining still. Whether that will continue, don't know.
And there is a movement afoot. There's work actually going on now to shoot barred owls. To make sure that we're making room for spotted owls. And I know we talked to researchers who said that it's surprising how fast the spotted owls come back if you get the barred owls out early. We have a lot more to talk about down the road. But Jess Burns, thanks for coming in from our EarthFix unit to talk about the 20-year progress report on the Northwest Forest Plan.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.